Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, the band from Versailles, France, Phoenix, are longtime friends of the World Cafe. In fact, on their first visit to the States, they stopped by our studios. Their fourth album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, has made a major impact, and we are happy that they made time for us this time. We'll talk in a bit, but first, here's a performance of Long Distance Call from their last album, It's Never Been Like That.
Where to go, I had no idea. 2016 was the price to pay. A messed up kid with no ideas at all. I thought, those 2016, I shouldn't give them away. I remember this young guy died and I took his part. He got fired and many stitches on his pretty face. A long time to see, but I always thought a steward was serious. I was looking around town thinking the same as you. Huh. I'm far gone, but your long distance call and your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's never been like that, 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 it's never been like that. But your long distance call and your capital letters keep me asking for more. Where to go, I had no idea about it. Most of the people do, they only doing just fine. I don't wanna stay in place no more. See, and doing well, 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 I'm only doing just fine. Long time no see, long time no say. Got little to tell, I don't say much, but I might. Something always told me it's too would be serious. I was looking around town thinking the same as you. I'm far gone, but your long distance call and your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's never been like that, it's never been like that, it's never been like that. Your long distance call and your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's never been like that, 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 no. Far gone, but your long distance call and your capital letters keep me asking for more.
Long Distance Call getting us underway. A really nice version of that from Phoenix, who joined us in the cafe studio today. And I really want to hear some things from the new album because I have so many questions about what some of these songs are about. For instance, 1901, the date doesn't have a lot of resonance here. What is that about?
What's frustrating about Europe sometimes is that, especially growing up in Versailles, I think it's that you're surrounded by history. You have so many nice things around you, but things are really hard to move. I mean, it's very growing up in Versailles. Everything great was in the past, and I guess here sometimes you wish you had this history, but at the same time. We played 2 weeks ago, we played in Red Rocks in Denver, and the fact that they built this amphitheater, they destroyed the whole rocks, it's something unthinkable in Europe. And it's great that you have so much space and so much and 1901 is a special moment in French history where things were not supposed to last, so things happened. The Eiffel Tower, for instance, was built because it was supposed to stay for 7 years, and and then be destroyed, and no one would agree to do something so daring and so. And us, I think, growing up in Versailles, we were always looking for something like this, like always looking for someone to take possession of the castle again, or to make something interesting about it. And yeah, so it's more a song about our personal frustration than anything else, really.
And you can do a version of that one?
Yeah.
Great. That's an acoustic version of 1901 from Phoenix, who are playing live for us today. A song that you, as you travel to the U.S., you must enjoy. I mean, it's multimedia now. It's everywhere. It's great to hear.
Especially that song is it's the one we always play at the end of the live show. I think it's the one we enjoyed the most because it's the goodbye song. So people, you know you're not gonna see each other for a little time, so you the relationship gets more intense.
Thomas, you've talked a little bit about vis-a-vis Listomania, about how great it is to do a live show. The great, that's where you get to be a rock star. It's not in the studio.
It's not in the studio, but yeah. I mean, it's hard to describe because at the same time, a lot of the clichés are very true, mm-hmm. and the thing you enjoy the most are the clichés, but it's true. In the studio, it's almost like the live show is a reward to the hard work in the studio. But I think our favorite moment is still when you have the record just for the four of us, and before it's, you know that people are gonna hear it, and soon it's not gonna be yours anymore, and And so there's this 1 week. Sometimes it's only 4 or 3 days where it's just our music and Philippe's Dar on this record who produced it, and we, you know, you play it just for you, and then you can't really play it for you because you are, yeah, I mean, it would be too much of an ego trip to, but that moment is very special. Yeah.
Well, with this album, that moment took a long time to get to, which must have made it sweeter.
Yeah. And it leaked. I think what we really appreciate with this record is that before, you always have that idea that you will put out a record and you think something's going to change that day. The release date is something's going to happen and nothing really happens. And with this record, it leaked before. There's not really an official date. It was for 2 or 3 months. People discovered it little by little, or like the blogs would take it. And things happened, not on that one day, but we felt that something was happening gradually. And it was much more... It was the way we wanted the record to be discovered, in a way, you know, more than this big blast of one day it's out, and we enjoyed it way more this time.
Some of your comments about rock starness had to do with Franz Liszt, and you've described him as the rock star of classical musicians in his day. And people were jealous of him.
There were, I mean, a lot of classical. I mean, Beethoven was a rock star too. He was, you know, he would throw up in his piano, and he would. He was very decadent. But Liszt, as a performer, I think is very. Yeah, it's the ultimate rock star. It's really the. It's something that we like growing up in Versailles, to know that things were always like this. You know, you try to protect or the decadence was there, and it started. I read a book called Mozart in the Jungle. That's an American. There was no. It was the first book I started to try to read in English because there's no translation in French. So I'm not sure I got it, but I got a sense of, I guess, how classical music was. You know, that every art is contemporary in a way, and that's the thing we liked about this. Yeah. Mm.
English is kind of the language of rock. And I guess that's why you guys have always sung in English. But has there been any fallback on that at home? Or do people in France not, they want you to sing in French, do they care, or is it?
There's something. There's, you know, there's a law in France protecting a French language against you guys.
In terms of what gets played on the radio?
Yeah, like 50% of French of music has to be sung in French.
Hmm.
So we are considered as
you're foreigners.
Yeah, foreigners, yeah. And traitors, of course. Yeah. Which is sweet. We like, we always felt, you know, outcasts. We grew up in a very very conservative city, and we always felt, you know, good being like in our basement as a gang against the world. But now the things are changing, and they kind of like the fact that we export the French, you know, mentality, because we are singing in English, but I think we see the world with the French eyes, and that's the most important thing. You know, we don't really care about the language; it's more what you're trying to say. You know,
and we still think in French when we write the lyrics. Mm-hmm. So we still think it's a way to come up with something. Something different, which is what we were in Versailles. We felt very different growing up in Versailles.
Our guests are Phoenix, and they're doing an acoustic session for us in the studio. And I guess that all came from a discussion of Franz Liszt. So I guess Liszt-O-Mania would be appropriate.
So sentimental. Not sentimental, no romantic, and not disgusting yet. Darling, I'm down and lonely. When with a fortunate only, I've been looking for something else. Do let juggle it, do let's go. A listomania, think let's watch it grow. I like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, a listomania, think let's watch it grow. I like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, follow misguides, stand still, discourage. On this precious weekend, and in this love for gentlemen only, a wealthiest gentlemen only. And now that you're lonely, do let, juggle it, do let's go slowly, discourage. We'll burn the pictures instead. When it's all over, we can barely discuss for 1 minute only. Not worth a fortune at only. Though I gotta be someone else. These days it comes and goes. A listomania, think let's put it grow. I like a ride, oh. Not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, a listomania, think let's put it grow. I like a ride, oh. Discuss.
A very tight acoustic version of listomania.
Thank you.
From Phoenix, who are playing live today. We have time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
One Time Too Many. It's one from the third record, and because this is a setup where we write our demos, and so we tried that one and we enjoyed it. So.
All right,
that's the one.
Trying to fall asleep.
One Time Too Many, that is Phoenix playing live in the World Cafe studios. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. To hear more of our World Cafe sessions, you can go to our website at worldcafe.npr.org, where you can also sign up for daily World Cafe newsletters. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.